Communities across the country are grappling with issues of race, including tributes to racist and Confederate leaders from our past. This week, WUSF is bringing you a series of stories from America Amplified, an initiative to take us beyond the symbols and into the ongoing community conversations around historical racism. Today, we visit Kansas City, Missouri. As street and park names are being changed and monuments to the Confederacy are toppling, we ask, what do those symbolic changes really mean? Reporter Noah Taborda looks at what's in a name.
Kansas City's Country Club Plaza is one of the most popular and iconic parts of the city, but for many, it's a reminder of the segregation that persists in the area today because of one man.
J.C. Nichols.
The racist attitude that J.C. Nichols had.
J.C. Nichols.
Nichols was a prominent real estate developer who promoted restrictive zoning that prohibited blacks, Jews, and other minorities from certain neighborhoods. He established the plaza in 1922, and his name, until just recently, was still proudly displayed on a prominent street and the city's most iconic fountain. In June, amid mounting pressure to change the name, the Parks and Recreation Department held two public comment sessions. At the first session, Wanda Taylor said the name is a reminder that the plaza wasn't built for black people. She recalled a time when she brought her daughter there on the weekend.
And then when she would go back to school and her classmates, African American, would want to know why did she go to a place where white people go, that black people are not welcomed on the plaza.
At the second public comment session, Nathaniel Bozarth asked, what's next?
In the United States, we have such a habit of pointing to events and saying that, hey, look, we fixed an inequity. So taking his name away and renaming is a great step, but must be coupled with additional efforts.
At the end of June, the Parks and Recreation Board unanimously voted to remove the name J.C. Nichols from both the parkway and the fountain.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
But it left many wondering what took so long.
The people who are hurt the most have been dealing with this for more than 150 years.
Kevin Wilfolk is one of many residents who voiced support for removing Nichols' name.
And this is not the first time that we've called on something like this to happen. To remove these symbols of hate, whether it's in a statue, whether it's on a street, in our schools.
Wilfolk says a man whose policies inflicted pain across the nation should not be glorified.
He was a segregationist, a racist, and an anti-Semitic. Practices such as redlining that he supported, I feel, is one of the reasons that African Americans are still fighting the American dichotomy.
Nichols' practices seeped into cities across the United States, furthering this dichotomy, or societal division, holding black communities back from achieving their full potential, Wilfolk said. Removing the name is the first step in closing that divide. But it is only one step of many. Steph Hedenkamp supports the name change, but says this is merely a symbolic gesture from the city.
We have to do more than just these sort of quick fixes or write a check. We got to figure out what's happened and how it's impacted these folks, how it's impacted all of us, and how we heal. How do we move forward?
There were people at the comment session who opposed the name change, saying the action erases an important part of Kansas City's history, one Nichols helped write. Hedenkamp provided her solution for those concerned with erasing history.
They need to understand that we can have a place for these figures, have a place for our history, have a place for larger discussion than a statue. Let's have a whole dialogue and understanding of what he did in every aspect of his life.
Now that the Parks Board has moved to change the name, a replacement has to be picked. During the public hearings, Wanda Taylor said she likes the name Parks Commissioner Chris Good suggested, the Dream Fountain, in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
It's been the American dream is home ownership. He kept people like me outside of home ownership. And so let other young black people dream.
In Kansas City, I'm Noah Taborda, and this is America Amplified.
This story is part of the America Amplified initiative, which is a national public media collaboration focused on community engagement reporting. And WUSF is one of the partner newsrooms.